I'm Donna.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are Paranormal Chicks.
Sinister Sightings 309. Okay, jumping right in. Hi, ladies. As the saying goes, long-time listener, first-time sender-inner. Anyway, kia ora all the way from Aotearoa, New Zealand. I've been thinking of sending this one in for a while now and finally have decided to do so. Trigger warning needed, mentions of suicide. I come from a Catholic family. While I now consider myself agnostic, this story still gives me chills. When I was a child, I used to spend the holidays with my Nana. She's a full-on Catholic. Bless her soul, I cherish the ground she walks on, even though she scared the shit out of me with this one. One day on holidays, she caught me and my brother watching The Ring. Scary movies, stories, etc. are a massive no-no. She said they open the door to the occult and allows yourself to be vulnerable to evil spirits and so on. So she decided to sit us down and tell us a story. Here goes. She said when her and my granddad were first married, early 70s, I guess, they went around to my granddad's cousin's house. Her name was Catherine. She was having a party, and when my grandparents turned up, they were apparently doing a Ouija board. My grandparents, being Catholic, said, thanks but no thanks, but we'll stay and watch. Next minute, Catherine stopped, and my Nana said you could only see the whites in her eyes. She started scratching the floor and let out this scream that my Nana could only describe sounded like an animal dying. She'd never, and to this day, has never heard another human make a sound like it. Catherine was all disoriented, running around the house, all crazy-like. They ended up calling the local priest. This was a small town where everyone mostly knew each other. And he came, blessed them all in the house, and stayed while Catherine calmed down. Fast forward, there seemed to be no more incidents. However, Catherine was different. She was always vibrant and fun, but now she was quiet and reserved. A few months after this night, my grandparents were informed that Catherine had died by suicide. She left a note saying that after that night, she always felt there was something behind her, like sitting on her shoulder watching. She couldn't shake it, and she couldn't live with it anymore. When my Nana was telling me the story, her eyes were bloodshot. I've never seen her more terrified in my life. She sent us to bed, and obviously that story scared me more than the fucking Ring did. I never asked her about it again, too much of a puss to be honest, but I did ask my granddad not long ago. He refused to talk about it. He told me I looked like her when I smile. Excuse me while I go shit my pants and get some cosmetic surgery done. Thanks for always providing me some quality content. Plus, I love your accents so much. It's given yeehaw and I'm here for it. Love, Sophie. Meanwhile, I'm like, can you send us in just an audio of you reading this?
Right. I know that New Zealand and Australia is not the same, but I will say I love everything that, like, all the Love Island, the Traitors, all of that, like, my reality stuff that are, like, in Australia, people from New Zealand are in there. And I'm like, ugh, I could listen to them talk all day. I mean, because mainly that's what reality TV is, so there's that.
Or like the TikTok I just played you.
Oh God, yes.
The girl says, what did she say?
He didn't let me fart and he didn't let me perp.
Is this alien be like perp, perp. He didn't let me perp. Normally stuff like that isn't funny to me, but I do not know why that one made me laugh. I've watched that thing so many times.
But what's not a laughing matter is
this story.
Yeah.
And I'm not really one to be too keen, as I feel like they would say down in New Zealand.
Oh, true.
I'm really not one to be too keen on, like, believing, like, you saw the whites. She was, what? But, like, clearly your grandparents were affected.
Yeah. Well, and she was, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, so much later, that your granddad couldn't even tell the story.
Yeah.
That's so sad, though, that she felt like it was something that she couldn't get away from.
Yeah. And who knows? It could have been something going on with her mental health before that. Mm-hmm. But then, like, that coincided with it and brought it out.
It was just too much. Yeah. God, that's such a heartbreaking story.
It is. Thank you for sharing that, though.
Also, did I pronounce anything correctly? And what I was thinking, too, was, no, like, really, Grandma's story was way worse than The Ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, before we get into the Dada story, we have to have a serious conversation. Because if there's one thing in this world that should be everywhere, besides a bidet, is Miracle Made sheets.
I mean, honestly, if I could get Miracle Made sheets, towels, clothes, heck, even a Miracle Made Snuggie, my life would be complete.
If you would have told me 5 years ago that you were going to want a Snuggie.
I know.
Things have changed.
Oh my gosh, yes. But anything Miracle Made would be amazing because it doesn't matter because it would regulate your temperature.
Right, so no more waking up drenched in sweat or freezing cold because your blanket betrayed you and fell off the end of the bed into the Never Never Land down there that you ain't putting my foot down there to get it.
Oh, heck no.
And even better, Miracle Made sheets are basically self-cleaning. That sounds too good to be true, right? It isn't. Miracle Made is infused with silver that prevents up to 99.7% of bacteria from growing. That means that your sheets stay fresh longer, so you don't have to wash them as often.
Because who likes doing laundry? Not me. I will rewear an outfit more times than I should admit just to avoid laundry. But these sheets, they save you from that gross buildup that happens with the regular ones. And bacteria, you know, that's what causes odors, breakouts, allergies. So if you're wondering why your skin's been acting up, you might want to look at your sheets.
Ooh, don't even get me started. Regular sheets, they can be dirtier than a toilet seat. Like, I don't even want to think about that. But Miracle Made, they feel clean, my skin's happy, my temperature's happy, everything's happy.
And their comfort level is out of this world. They are so luxurious. I'm talking 5-star hotel vibes, but without that, what did I just spend kind of regret? You know, the kind that Carrie always has. They feel so good. I honestly don't want to get out of bed in the morning, especially in the colder mornings because it just is so cuddly.
Yes. So go to trymiracle.com/creep. Again, that's trymiracle.com/creep. And if you use our promo code creep at checkout, you'll get a free 3-piece towel set and save over 40%.
And because Miracle Made is so confident that you'll love their sheets, and we are too, they offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love them, you get a full refund. But trust us, you, your skin, your sleep, you're going to love them.
So go to trymiracle.com/creep and use the promo code creep for your free towel set and save over 40% and sleep like an absolute queen.
Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode and for making our dreams literally so much better. Okay, the next one. Hey there, cool creepsters. Longtime listener, second-time writer. First, making the air back in episode 282 with the haunted deli and the ghost in my living room. I have some more stories to share with y'all. Hope you enjoy. To summarize these stories in advance, is it me? Am I the problem? This isn't so much a concentrated story as it is a series of events that took place at my girlfriend's old apartment and now at our new one. This may be a bit long, so please feel free to skip around and pick which one you'd like to read. Before we moved in, I was spending more and more time at my girlfriend's, and not so coincidentally, we noticed more and more supernatural occurrences. She made it a point to note that it was extremely rare that anything would happen when I wasn't there. Fantastic. Let's dig in. One of the most common things that happened at her old apartment and our new one is I am constantly hearing voices. Less sixth sense and more mimic, unfortunately. I will be cooking or cleaning or crafting, and I will randomly hear Anthony in my girlfriend's voice. Most times I would go and ask her what's up, only to have her stare and tell me she didn't say anything. What was worse was when I would look to ask her and she was asleep. Apart from my name, I've heard little laughter or giggles, words here and there, but the worst would be when I was on the couch and I heard my girlfriend's voice call my name again, but she sounded as if she was choking. She had a minor dental procedure, so I assumed something might have happened. I ran into the bathroom where she was brushing her teeth and she asked what was wrong as I had looked frazzled. I explained what had just happened and she shook her head saying that she felt fine. To this day, I will still hear things here and there, and this used to happen when I was younger with the voice talking in my mom's voice. Apart from the auditory, I have a collection of sightings to share from my girlfriend's old apartment. One of the ones that got me the most was when I was working from home and she had just gone in the shower. The living room is set on an L shape that extends into the kitchen, and the bathroom is right at the corner. So if you're sitting on the couch, you can see a bit around the corner and directly into her bedroom, as there wasn't a door but a curtain partition. This is important later. Anyway, I'm working, typing away, and I have my music going. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see her peeking around that corner, her hand on the wall and her face peeking out from the wall. I laughed as I turned my head to say, "Oh, so spooky," but turned white as a sheet when she wasn't there. I called out to her and then went to the bathroom. I called her name again, and she peeked from behind the shower curtain with a shampoo pompadour going on, asking if everything was all right. I explained what happened, and she turned white as a sheet. She let me know the other day when she was working from home, she felt that someone was watching her. She looked up and around, and from the couch, she saw fingers and a head from the nose up peering over the window ledge in her bedroom. She shut her laptop, ran to the window, but whoever or whatever it was gone. A more frequent occurrence would be whenever I was washing dishes alone in the kitchen. I would have one AirPod in, listening to music, and then out of nowhere, I would see someone, always the same, rushing towards me from the other room. And the second I look fully in that direction, they're gone. Jump scare aside, I've never felt it was malicious until the time it really blindsided me and I yelped. And then I heard a giggle from behind me. I was not too jazzed about that. But wait, there's more. One night we were watching a movie and felt the air get very heavy. The lights were off and I felt that I should look to my right. In front of the bookcase on my right, there was a mist that was nowhere else in the room, a mist that was thick enough to notice it, a mist that was the height of a young child. It was swirling in place like someone had just let out a puff of their vape or a cigarette. I went to turn to her to ask if she saw it too, but before I could open my mouth, she tapped my leg and whispered, I see it too. Not malicious, but I see it too. We decided to let it be, and if it got worse, we would step outside. After a few minutes, it went away. We got up to go outside, getting our shoes on in the long hallway that was connected to that corner that turns to the living room. The kitchen had a very tall ceiling, probably 9 to 10 feet high, if not a bit more. As I'm getting my shoes on, she whispers to me, "Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up." Naturally, I try not to freak out and get outside. Once outside, she lets me know that she saw a tall man peeking around the corner, his head close to the top of that 10-foot ceiling. We stayed outside, terrified to go back in, but ultimately did and didn't see anything. But the air felt very heavy. That night in bed, we were about to doze off, and there's a huge banging sound from the living room as if something heavy hit the floor. I went to check and there was nothing wrong. Nothing fell and nothing broke. I'm sure there's others, but I can't remember. But I also don't want this to be insanely long, so I'll wrap up things with the most current story. Now, in our new apartment, everything started fine. Then one night, I heard a sound from the kitchen. My girlfriend had just made a chicken dish, and we have a cat, so I assumed that little tiger found his way up to the pot, at least until I noticed he was comatose on the couch next to us. I got up, and in a clean pan was one single chicken breast from the pot with all the chicken. To make it worse, it was in a mole sauce, but there was no dripping of sauce anywhere. It was as though it teleported from pot to pan. I called her over to look, both of us freaking out. Making our way back to the couch, our accent chair was spinning on its own very slowly, but stopped once we sat down, as if someone was waiting for us and killing time by spinning. We sat down and went to finish dinner. As we were watching TV, I noticed my can of Coke moving on its own, not fast, but slowly gliding across the table. We dropped everything, muted the TV to give the ghost the spotlight, of course, and just stared, then started laughing / hyperventilating. Since then, I've heard the voice again and have constantly felt a presence in the apartment. To end on a positive note, we have seen a ghost cat as well running around the house and even playing with our cats. So hopefully it was just a little black cat that we've been seeing, not a sinister sighting. Mic drop. Thanks for the stories and keeping me company while crafting, cleaning, and through sleepless nights. Creep it real, and it's fine to get a little scared. Anthony. P.S. Donna, sorry to disappoint about having a girlfriend, but maybe in another life, we're supernatural sweethearts.
Swear to God, I was just about to say, are you mad he's got a girlfriend?
Absolutely. A boyfriend who crafts?
I know. I was like, okay, Renaissance man.
Right? Like, do you have a brother? Do you have a friend? Not a ghost, though.
Yeah, that's some fucking stories.
Right?
The like, peeking around and then the coming up on the couch. No, thank you. Mm-mm.
But also, is that ghost Carrie, like, fucking with the food and then sitting there spinning like she can't just wait normally?
Wait.
And then messing with the Coke, because you know she would want a Coke, even in the afterlife.
I was literally thinking, like, that ghost is so me, just spinning the chair.
Now, I do not like when you hear someone call your name, even like when you're out somewhere and you're just like, did someone call my name? Because it's just like, I don't know, it puts me on edge.
Well, because you're like, does someone see me that I don't see them too?
Yes.
I think that a lot. Like if you're at a public event or something and you think you hear them and you're like looking around, but you're like, it's so weird that someone can like lay eyes on you and know you're there and you don't know they're there.
Yeah. That's mainly when Carrie passes me and I'm like, damn, I didn't even see you.
Well, that really did happen to me when we went to the baseball games this weekend. I thought I heard somebody and I turned around and you like, look at this sea of people. It's not really, it wasn't that busy. But you're like, God, I don't immediately recognize anybody, but they could also be anywhere within these people, and yeah. I just not see it. Like, I had somebody tell me today, they were like, I saw you this weekend at the game, and I was like, because I didn't see them.
Mm-hmm. I also hate when someone, I think someone has called my name or someone has called my name, because I make the ugliest face when I turn around. My mouth is like a gape. Yes. Yeah. And I can't help it. Like, I have consciously tried to not do that, but I can't.
Also, of course you have. You probably in the mirror like, huh?
Okay, not me. That much.
Was that me you called? Leo? I have so many friends.
Oh my God.
Okay, the next one. Uninvited house guest. Hello, ladies. I've just been listening to the pod and started doing some math. And your plea for stories, plus the fact that we are roughly at a 2-month lead time on tales, I decided I best get a wriggle on and write my follow-up. I last left you all after a vicar blessed our home from her own instinct, ridding us of our candle-lighting, tin tomato-throwing, grumpy little uninvited guest. I told you the house was all calm for the following 10 years. So here I am to let you know what broke that peace. A bit of a backstory. My husband and myself would appear to be rather sensitive to spirit. He works in agricultural feed and has on numerous times said hello to old farmers watching him unload sacks of feed whilst they puff on pipes watching over him, only for him to realize that many of these farmers had died over the previous few years. He's seen enough to politely say hello and carry on with his work without a shiver down his spine. Another time we were driving the motorway around 1 a.m. when we and a lorry swerved to miss 5 cows in the road, only for the cows to turn to mist and disappear. People think we lost the plot if we ever tell that story. So he's sensitive, but following a strict Christian upbringing, I've only seen him in church at our wedding and our daughter's christening, so that argument won't wash with me. He will never open himself up to it. Back to our original tale of woe. Unexpectedly, my husband starts suffering nightmares night after night, sweating with tears on his cheeks, grabbing his chest, shouting for the unseen to get off. I sat him down one day to try to figure out what was eating him up and causing such distress. He refused to tell me, point blank, would not say, said I would have him committed. Well, following that strict upbringing I previously mentioned, my spidey senses went off that this could be more than just nightmares. That night, I went into a meditative state and invited whatever was disturbing him so much to come to me. What a mistake. Have you ever seen Punch and Judy, the creepy puppets that you find by the seaside? Hit Dr. Google up, if not. I can only describe what I saw as a really evil version of Punch. This small creature with this hideous face and crooked nose crawling on my body, laughing I'd regret the invite. I woke screaming in pain. He had been pulling at my ankles and dragging me from my bed. I sat bolt upright in a panic. I turned on the light to my husband's red face and teary. He tried to take you. What did you do? He said in a scared voice. I said I was worried and wanted to help him. I felt as though it was more than just nightmares. On the count of three, what does he look like? I asked. Punch the puppet, we both said in tandem. Writing this out sounds so silly, but I promise it was terrifying. I pulled the cover up to look at my stinging ankles to see tiny scratches around both as if a kitten had gone to town on me. Far too small scratches to be made by fingernails. Hubs went on to tell me how Evil Punch lived in our attic. He would taunt him nightly, threatening all the things he loved each night, and said he fought it constantly to keep us safe. Well, how the hell do you fix this type of problem? We prayed and we went back to sleep after a nice cup of tea. Even though my faith was waned over the years, it felt like the right thing to do. The next morning, I contacted a trusted medium without telling her why I needed to see her. She instantly knew our nights were being tormented by an unpleasant entity. Without knowing my husband, she went on to tell me he also has the gift, but fights it daily to the point of exhaustion. This is true. That man can sleep anywhere. She went on to say that both of us are gifted spiritually. When we sleep, our auras spark. The fact that it's the two of us is quite the spectacle to spirit. Most will pop in and out, and one stayed. She gave black tourmaline to place under the bed sheets. She cleansed me with crystals and taught me how to smudge my home properly. Finally, I was given an incantation to bash our disturbance. I got home. I physically cleaned the home with all the windows open. I went on to smudge everywhere, even the attic. And when the Hubs came home, I smudged him too. The house felt so light. I hadn't noticed how heavy it had become over the weeks. That night, we both were blessed with true peaceful sleep. Our house visitor had left. Occasionally, it pops back when my husband is emotionally stressed, so I regularly keep up the routine and it always leaves. So that's my story. I never believed in crystals and such forth before this, but now I'm a crazy lady with stones in her bra, learning about past lives and trying to grasp who I really am along with my green witch ancestors. I'll leave that for another time. I won't apologize for the link. We all love a big one. Sweet dreams, creep it real, and don't get scared. Rachel from the Cheshire, England countryside. P.S. I'm always excited when I hear another Brit writing a story. So hiya, local besties. And if my timeline is about right, this will be read about March time. So huge happy birthday to my 14-year-old baby. Love you, Maisie. Couple of things. One, a lorry is an 18-wheeler for you Americans, because I had to Google it.
Well, and can you Google the
Oh, yeah, the puppet, Punch. Yeah. Tell me from the South when I type Punch and it says recipes. Oh, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
No.
Well, some of them are like way creepier than others.
Uh-uh.
But yeah, that's like the classic. Yes. I know exactly.
No.
They, you know what they were on that it reminds me of, that it's probably not the same things, but Santa Claus. Remember when he goes in his room after the first night and they're like, ah!
Yes. It didn't even have to be an evil one, because that looks evil anyway. Also, happy birthday, Maisie. And I don't mean Carrie's dog.
Also, you're really good at math. Oh, like, how do you figure that out?
Oh, my gosh. Also, you're really good at writing, like, the words and stuff.
Yeah. You got to tell us about the Green Witch stuff. And your husband was like, what did you do?
Uh-huh. I love that Carrie read it, and then it was like in a scared voice, but it wasn't scared.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Sometimes I'm just reading, you know?
I know, yeah. Well, you can tell that we don't read these ahead of time, so like it's, oh shit, we got to that. What I meant to say was, But that is terrifying. Also, when you said a kitten, I could feel it already. Those little tiny, like, why are their claws so sharp? Their nails. Kittens and puppies. Like, why? Okay, the next one. Hello, ladies. I wanted to share a couple of hospital stories with you that may be paranormal. Let me know what you think. Starting with one, and I'll send in more. About 4 years ago, I worked at a hospital in the lab as a vampire, aka a phlebotomist drawing blood. We drew blood all over the hospital at outpatient centers, nursing homes, going to people's homes, and at a psychiatric hospital the next town over. This psychiatric hospital had 5 different wards. Inpatient that after treatment they could be released by the state, permanent residents, prison inmates, men and women's side, and then prisoners who were SA offenders. This particular story happened on the side where the patients could be released one day. It was nothing out of the ordinary, a nice spring day, probably around 7 or 8 a.m., because it was after we draw the morning blood work at the hospital till 6 a.m., then several of us go to draw at other locations. I have my list and I'm checking it twice like Santa, making sure I have all the orders and patients in the day room to get the lab work. One of the other patients is sitting in the day room, kind of lurking in the corner. A young man, maybe 25, blonde hair cut short, wearing a dark zip-up sweatshirt and jeans. Minding his own business, but giving off a loner feeling. Sir, you can have all the space you need. I am not planning on bugging him. Well, about 3 out of 7 patients, I hear from the corner, "Do you believe in psychics?" I'm thinking to myself, who just said that? I have chills running down my arms, and I pick up my head, and there's Mr. Loner staring at me. Like, right into my soul. I have a squeeze in my chest telling me I need to finish what I'm doing, and soon. I respond, "Were you talking to me, sir?" He says, "Yeah, who else?" I shrug and respond, "I don't know, could be anyone." He says, "No, I'm asking you. Do you think psychics and that kind of thing are real?" I respond, "Well, I think it's possible, but not very common." I label the test tubes and get the next patient to come over and start on them. He continues, "I think it's real. Most people don't." I continue my job to get the next person to sit, ask their name, birthday, grab the tubes, get the tourniquet on, get the needle, start drawing blood. Couple of minutes and he continues again. "What about clairvoyant?" I have to think about what that means. "Oh yeah, people who read minds." I respond to him, "I don't think that one's true, probably just a ploy for people to get money from others. They use tricks to read body languages and make guesses." I just keep thinking to myself, I'm not supposed to feed into their fantasies. I'm told to keep my talking to a minimum, and this is getting weird. Right after I get to the weird part in my mind, he straightens up and almost barks out, "It's not weird. I just think some people can see into others' minds." Oh, Lord, I am panicking inside. Did he just read my mind? Did I strike a nerve? Okay, I have to finish my job and get out of here. I draw the next 2 patients in complete silence besides the necessary questions. He tries to talk to me some more, moving closer from a little over halfway across the room to just 2 seats away. I feel a headache coming on and I'm trying to pack up my bag and Mr. Loner pipes up, "You know you don't have to be scared. They have cameras here to keep you safe." I take a breath. "Yes, they do. It is quite safe here." What the fuck is he talking about? And I start to think to myself, okay, if he isn't crazy and can read my mind, I'm just going to start thinking nice things, so maybe he'll leave me be. I paint a mental picture of my childhood friend's farm, the cows, chickens, cats, the hayfields, and her black lab, Shelley. Mr. Loner speaks so softly, "I had a black lab once. He didn't live very long." Welp, that's my cue. I grab the bags of blood and start heading out. I say, "Have a nice day," and return my badge and leave that place as fast as I can without looking like I'm speed walking away from something weird. I never saw that guy again, and truthfully, I hope I don't. I hope he's okay and getting better, but I am very content to never experience something like that again. That's my long story. I love listening to you ladies. You make my days better. I'm in nursing school at the moment, and you make my drives feel so much better and like I'm sitting with friends relaxing. For those who's wondering, it's January 16th. Creep it real, Margaret.
Creepy.
That motherfucker read your mind. But I will say, sometimes Carrie reads my mind, and not really, but I'm like, damn, did she just read my mind? And so I do exactly what you did. Like, I'll think of something and be like, let me see if she says this. If she's reading my mind, she can do this. And she doesn't. So I don't know if she's either playing the long game with me or what.
Yesterday at the baseball game, I had my arm behind Colby and my finger itched. So I just like scratched my finger on his back. He goes, did you just read my mind? Because I was itching right there. Oh my God. I was like, no, I was scratching my finger.
Y'all are that fucking connected. Ooh, soulmate. But that is creepy as fuck. And sir, you can keep your comments to a minimum, but also, can you tell me more? Like, at the same time that I'm freaked out, but I want to know more.
I do think sometimes people just are really good at reading people, too. Like, I mean, you remember that show Psych?
Uh-huh. But how did he know about the lab?
That's true.
And then why did he have to say, it didn't live long?
Yeah, that was, ooh, a lot.
And thank you for sending them in one story at a time.
Yes. I feel like such like, please, sir, can we have some more?
I mean, you're not wrong.
Okay. Remember how last week we read my father-in-law's story? Well, I got another one. And I'm like, I hope he keeps writing these in. These are so much fun. But this story is way more recent. So this sighting happened in early spring, March 2020. I had purchased a tract of timber joining a Greene County road known as Allen Road. We had finished cutting the timber and were in the process of replanting the property. This particular morning, I was out on Allen Road going to check if the guys were doing the planting. No one was around, so I pulled off to the side of the road and called the foreman of the pipeline crew to see why they were not on the job. He said they had finished the day before. At that point, I called the landowner to let him know that the job was completed. During the process of calling him, I happened to look out of my passenger side window, and I noticed some movements about 200 yards out into the clear cut. At that point, I continued to call the landowner. Then it dawned on me that was not a deer or any other animal. I looked and watched it take about 5 steps, and then it saw me and froze in place. After maybe 30 seconds, it stepped behind a bush pile. The property was on each side of the point he stepped into, but it never came back into the clear. It was like it vanished. I did get a good look at it before it vanished. When I saw it walking, it looked to have arms down to its knees, probably 7 feet tall, with a thick frame, with long brown hair from head to toe. I talked to a man that lived in the area, and he said he had not seen it, but every now and then his dogs would go crazy. 3 pit bulls, and he would turn the dogs out, and they would go into the woods, and after a short fight, the dogs came running back and would never go back to that smell or sound again.
He's seen Bigfoot.
Twice.
Right?
So, a follow-up on this. About the time that this happened for my father-in-law, whose name is Randy, by the way. So about the time that this happened with Randy, he had told Colby about it. Well, Colby was working at this, it doesn't fucking matter, this place up here. So about an hour away. And he gets paired up with this guy to work that he's never worked with before. And they're just like chit-chatting, where are you from, blah, blah, blah. The guy says he's from this Allen Road area. And Colby's like, wow, that's where my dad's, you know, cutting timber right now. And that guy told him, well, tell your dad be careful because there is something that lives in those woods. Some sort of monster that I've heard, but I've never seen. And Colby was like, well, funny you should mention that because he just saw him.
Right? Like, what are the odds?
Yeah. My question would be, have y'all ever seen any, like, poop that you're like, I don't know what animal that is?
Oh.
You know?
I mean, I haven't.
No, you wouldn't know. I mean, I wouldn't either. It could be deer poop, and you'd be like, oh, this is poop, scat.
I mean, sometimes when I'm on my binge watching of Alone, I could know some poop because they're like, this is blah, 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 blah. I'm like, but how do you know this?
I don't know. Look, because when hunting season is over, Randy and Colby know that my favorite thing to do is to drive the four-wheeler and or buggy. So his dad will meet us in the woods with his buggy. We'll have the four-wheeler, and we'll just like ride around taking down all their blinds and stuff. And we'll be doing that. And Colby's like, you see those hog tracks right there? You see those blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I don't fucking see anything. What are you talking about?
Right.
And then he points it out. And I'm like, oh, that's very clearly where some animals have walked. Yeah. But like, I would never just be like, oh, look, hog tracks, you know?
Right. Me either.
I mean, it's definitely something you clearly have to train for. But
yes,
having seen it twice now, like, have you ever seen something in the woods that you're like, I don't know what animal made this?
Yeah.
Because that's my thing with Bigfoot. It's like, if
maybe
people...
Maybe he doesn't have to poop, though. Because they say that he is... Or Bigfoot. Big feet. that they are like interdimensional, and that's why like they're like kind of fuzzy when you take a picture, and they're like in different things. So they might not have to poop,
which would be why there's no bones either.
Because
that's also been my thing, is why has nobody found skeletal remains of one?
Yeah, sorry, I was like, what does that have to do with poop? Like, huh? But yes, I get what you mean.
But I also very much believe Randy saw what he saw too.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, convenient that you believe your father-in-law.
Well, I kind of have to. Just kidding. No, I do.
No, I do too.
I really do believe him.
Yeah, I believe most sightings like that, because it's like, again, I'm not out in the woods, but I know there's some strange shit up in the woods.
Well, there are some sounds, though, that you and I would be like, the fuck is that? And Colby's like, that's a blah, blah, blah. You know?
Like, especially like the mountain lions and stuff.
But even just, what was it? There's something that like screams. Something in heat or something that he was like, yeah, that's just a...
Yeah.
Wow, good story, Carrie. Hold on,
no,
please.
But I know what you're talking about.
I just called Colby for clarification, and he said one is a bobcat and one is some owl. Well, he says a screech owl, but is that really its name, or is that just something Colby calls it?
No idea, but I almost said a bobcat, because yeah. I'm pretty sure someone has wrote in and talked yes. about that.
But it's the owl one that I was like...
Who?
You almost got me, because I really tried to say owl correctly so that people knew what the fuck I was talking about.
So owl, like how? No, how do you say it? Owl. I can't even owl. Do it. Say it.
I can't. I was an owl. Owl.
Like fucking owl. A-L.
An owl. So an owl.
Do you walk down an owl too?
An owl. There's an owl and an owl. What words do y'all think I said, people from New Zealand? Because I said A-I-S-L-E and O-W-L.
Ain't nobody think you said O-W-L.
An owl and an owl.
God. Okay, last one. Hi, Carrie and Donna. Rude that you put her first, but whatever. I have been listening to your podcast for over a year now. Your podcast has helped me through many miles on the road and through a lot of hard times this past year. You both are amazing chicks. I'm always looking forward to your next episodes. My daddy, my best friend, and we shared a birthday, 8-4, passed away in May of 2022. Daddy fought so hard. Like your dad, Carrie, an infection took over my daddy's body that could not be treated. I was with him as he took his last breath. My sweet mama passed away 11/8/24 due to complications with despicable dementia and a non-repairable hiatal hernia. She lived in an amazing memory care unit. The days leading up to her passing, I sat with her day and night playing her favorite, Conway Twitty. I wanted to be with her as she took her last breath, as I had been for Daddy. A cyst that had burst on one of my ovaries, I'm sure you two know how extremely painful that can be, forced me to leave her. I had to come home to medicate and rest, with plans to go back and spend the evening with her. An hour and a half later, I received a call from the facility that my precious mama had passed. It shattered me to my core that she was alone in her room as she left Earth. Folks are telling me that she likely waited until I left her, but it still hurts me to this day. I've been dealing with nearly unbearable grief since my daddy's death, but losing my mama made it that much more excruciating. There are truly no words that can describe the pain of grief. I've been asking for signs from both of them to find comfort in knowing that they're together and okay. The one solace that I had when mama died was imagining the amazing reunion that my parents must have had. Because of dementia, my mama never understood that daddy was gone. It was heartbreaking. Many of the signs they have sent me so far have been through music. I'll be having a particularly hard time hopping my car, and what I've wanted to hear from them has come through in lyrics of songs. Some examples. I asked my parents if everything I did for them and in memory of them have made them proud. I got in the car and "Nothing Compares to You" came on. Another time, I wondered if I would ever see or talk to them again, and "One Sweet Day" by Boys to Men and Mariah Carey played. Both of these songs are not played much on the radio these days. It happened to me again yesterday. My grief has escalated even more since 2025 started, feeling as though I'm leaving my mama behind. I asked my parents to let me know that they're okay. I hopped in my car to pick up my son from school, and "It Is Well With My Soul" was playing on the radio. It brought comfort for me and tears. I ugly cried the whole song. The station that played the song is not one that I would typically listen to, which made it that much more special. I felt like this was worth sharing with you guys and your listeners. These signs have been incredibly beautiful moments with my amazing parent souls. There are more signs that I've witnessed through dreams, and I'll share one particular dream with you in the future. My write-in is not spooky, and I understand if it did not make it into your podcast. If anything, maybe my share can be helpful for others who are grieving. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for taking the time to read, and thank you for the many belly laughs throughout the year, Holly.
Wait, so your dad passed, which means hearing me talk about my dad must have been really fucking hard for you.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I think sometimes our parents pass away in the like orders that it's meant to be. Like, I think for you, having to take care of your dad was hard, but I think it helped you with your mom. Of course, it may have made you more angry, but I think it, like, it gave you something that you had to do with him versus mm-hmm. if he would have passed first and then she would have died, you'd have been in the house by yourself. And I think that would have made it harder for you.
Oh,
you
know? Absolutely. And I needed that time with him to patch things up, yeah, too.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. Sometimes I think, I don't know which would have been harder, dad passing before mom or mom passing before dad. But I think that dad passing before my mom gave her a chance to like come into her own because she is so shy that I think it really gave her the chance to, you know, kind of come into her own and try to have to make some friends and, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because she has been blowing and going.
I know.
Well, also like with Holly's parents, like her mom having dementia mm-hmm. and not really knowing that her dad was
exactly.
gone. Like that would be probably easier for that. You
the
know,
transition versus, yeah, because just that day in and day out of heartbreak.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. Grief fucking sucks.
And it's so weird that it just fucking just hits you sometimes. And you're like, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah.
You're like, I've been fine for, you know, however long. And then all of a sudden you're just like a wreck one day.
Yeah. Sometimes like I will literally like wake up from a nap and be like, oh my God, I have to check on my dad.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, wait, he's dead.
Yeah.
But it's just like that shit. I've got to check on him, you know? And then it's like, wait, no, I'm alone.
Yeah. We make signs happen, like me, not you. Your story was definitely your parents were saying hello.
Yours is real, mine not.
Well, because it's the cardinal thing, you know, and I feel like everybody's like, oh, the red cardinals, you know, it's always them. But okay, so we had some really bad storms roll in this past weekend. Parts of towns completely wiped out, like 3 people passed away, really bad tornadoes. And right as it was kind of coming to our area, I had gone outside to throw something away and a red cardinal had like flown past, but we kind of get them in those trees a lot. So I was like, I said, hey, dad, but also like we get them a lot. But that one actually I thought was a female. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But
well,
then,
if it was a lighter color, it is a female.
If it, yeah, I know. But I'm saying like still a cardinal is a cardinal.
Oh,
I feel
yeah,
like. Yeah. But I
yeah.
think like that cardinal was a female. So I was like, maybe it was grandma. Anyway, so right after that, though, my sister Kelly, she lives with these huge pine trees around her house, like really tall pine trees. And I thought she was just sending a video of them swaying in the wind. And then I heard what she said. And like, it was just out of nowhere in that video appeared this red cardinal. She's like, no, look at this red cardinal, like, just chilling in these trees that are blowing crazy. Yeah. And it was just like sitting there. And I was like, oh my God, like that. I just saw one too. Like, this happened within 10 minutes of one another.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Dad. And she was like, hey, Dad. And Mom was like, well, he's just coming to check on y'all before the weather. I wanted to be like, to my other sister that lives in the area, like, go outside, see if you see one. Yeah.
I don't know. I think even when we like do make up the signs ourselves, what comes first? Like them knowing that we need something, or is it like just us self-soothing?
Yeah.
But it, like, what should I do? Please let me know what I should do.
Yeah.
And I see a dragonfly.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, one, I want to be like, can you have a little like sign underneath you being like,
like those this? Airplanes that yes. drive by on the beach. I'm like, can we get a little banner behind it?
Yeah. Cause I'm like, is that a go for it or don't go for it?
Yeah.
Like, I need to know.
Joe's Crab Shack. Am I dining or no?
Yes. Like, what the fuck? But like, even just with that, it's like, well, I see a lot of dragonflies, but it's still just like a thing. You know?
Yeah. Even if it just makes you think of them.
Yeah.
Well, these were awesome. I mean, as always, they always are.
They really are. And we love getting these stories and feeling closer to y'all. And then we get to share stories about us, too.
Yeah, that honestly, you don't even think about, because this is not like that cardinal stuff. Like, that's not something that would really come up in a main episode, but it like makes you think of it.
Yeah.
And really makes us more introspective.
Yeah.
Y'all complete us. Thank y'all so much for sending them in. If you want your story read on an episode, send it in to us at aparanormalchicks@gmail.com. And remember,
creep it real
and don't get scared.